The Grand Reopening of Matt's Building Materials. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Danny Smith, the co-owner and patriarch of the Smith family, marked the grand reopening of Matt's Building Materials with a heartfelt invocation. His words reflected a deep gratitude and an enduring faith despite challenges. "I want to thank y'all for being here this morning," he began. He expressed profound thanks to God for the lessons learned through adversity, emphasizing that the belief that God is good all the time remained a cornerstone of their resilience even during tough times. His acknowledgement of his trials and tribulations highlighted this sentiment, thanking God's goodness in the face of destruction. "This resilience," he emphasized, "is what binds our community together and makes us stronger." Mr. Smith remembered that on January 1, 2022, a significant fire engulfed Matt's Building Materials in Far, with the local fire department responding alongside numerous mutual aid teams. According to the reported information, the blaze began near 11:30 a.m. and continued to burn into the evening, necessitating assistance from neighboring fire services. In his address, Danny extended his thanks beyond the divine, acknowledging the crucial roles played by the community, city officials, and employees in rebuilding. He stressed the importance of recognizing God as the source of all blessings and well-being and as the guiding force in their journey of rebuilding. His prayer was a message of humility and gratitude. "Father, for your goodness, for your mercy, we thank you." He prayed for continued protection and guidance for everyone involved in the project, from employees to construction workers, and expressed a hope that humility would prevail over pride. The underlying theme of his message was a call to acknowledge and pass on the blessings received, fostering a community spirit rooted in faith and gratitude. In the wake of the devastating fire that reduced Matt's building supplies to ashes, the community of Far, Texas, witnessed the resilience and unity of the Smith family as they celebrated the grand reopening of their store. During the reopening ceremony, co-owner Isaac Smith, one of Danny's sons, shared heartfelt reflections and humorous anecdotes highlighting the character and values of his father, Danny Smith, the family's patriarch. Isaac began his speech by acknowledging the difficulty of following his father's heartfelt address. With a touch of humor, he pointed out a portrait in the lobby showing Danny wearing his iconic vest from 1981, older than Isaac himself, which Danny insists is still good. This lighthearted story about his father's patched jeans, decorated with a Texas patch, showed Danny's humility, practicality, and attachment to his roots. As Isaac continued, he emphasized the immense support from the community, city officials, and the employees who stood by the family through the most challenging times. He highlighted how their loyalty and hard work were instrumental in rebuilding. Isaac expressed deep gratitude for the local fire department's diligent response to the fire and the countless subcontractors and partners involved in reconstructing the new store. He thanked every segment of their support network, from family members to local businesses like Frank Sign Company, which helped with the new store's signage. The celebration wasn't just about reopening doors to a business, it was about reinforcing a family legacy of faith, resilience, and community spirit. During the grand reopening of Matt's Building Supply, Far City Manager Jonathan Flores expressed his enthusiasm and pride in being part of such a significant event. "It's awesome to be out here today and enjoy such a special occasion that I know was a long time coming." Flores highlighted the long-standing presence of Matt's Building Materials in the Far community, noting its over 50-year history of serving residents throughout the Rio Grande Valley. He emphasized that the reopening symbolized family, community, and resilience. Representing Mayor Dr. Ambrosio Hernandez and the entire Far City Commission, Flores extended heartfelt thanks and congratulations to the Smith family, and all involved, celebrating the opening of the beautifully restored facility. CJ Sanchez, president of the Far Chamber of Commerce, offered his congratulations at the grand reopening of Matt's Building Materials. He commended the team's relentless efforts behind Matt's and acknowledged their dedication to transforming their vision into reality. "They have created a warm and welcoming space that will undoubtedly continue to be a cherished part of our community," said Sanchez. On behalf of the board of directors, Sanchez congratulated everyone at Matt's for their hard work and commitment to serving the Far community. Isaac concluded his speech by emphasizing the core values of Matt's Building Supplies with a clear and concise message about the importance of integrity and kindness in both personal and professional scenarios. He emphasized the golden rule, treat others how you want to be treated. Isaac underlined that how people are treated, honesty and commitment to doing things correctly are central aspects of building trust and sustaining success. He highlighted that their ability to rebound and thrive, especially after the store's tragic fire, was the foundation of these principles. Isaac reinforced their mission, be your best and pass it on, urging everyone to share their blessings and contribute positively to the community, representing the spirit of generosity and mutual respect. End. Related links. God calls us to pass blessings on. Danny Smith Metz Building Materials celebrates 50 years in business. On January 1, 2022, the FAR Fire Department and multiple mutual aid agencies battled a massive fire at Metz Building Materials late Saturday morning. Watch video.